Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, do you know what? Jesus did not come back. I was looking for him. I thought he might have come back recently. Maybe at the weekend. Wouldn't that have been great? But you know, he might come back this week. He might, so keep looking for him. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you a wee bit more about him. I'm going to tell you about Jesus, the anointed Christ. Did you know that in the Bible there were three offices that were anointed? There was the office of prophet, the office of priest, the office of king. Now, you didn't just decide and get up one day and say, oh, I'm going to be a prophet. No, you had to be anointed prophet. You had to be anointed king. Special qualifications for being priest. And in the priesthood there was an anointing. And as you come into the New Testament, you discover that Jesus actually held all three offices. Now, nobody in the Old Testament held all three at the same time. Samuel, he was a prophet and he was a priest. David, King David, was a prophet and he was a king. But none of these chaps were prophet, priest, and king. But when we come to the unfolding of God's manifestation of himself in the person of his Son, it is there that we discover one person, one man who holds all three offices. We look at Jesus and we find in him the prophet, the one who speaks from God to man, the priest who speaks to God for man, and the king, the one who is ruling and reigning. Did you know that in the scripture, Jesus Christ gets the preeminence? Colossians 1:18 says that in all things, listen to me, in all things, he, who is he? He, the Christ, the Lord Jesus, should have the preeminence. And in scripture, he is head and shoulders above everyone else. We have a Christ-centered faith. Now listen, you may have said amen to that. But when I say we've got a Christ-centered faith, I'm saying that our faith is not Holy Spirit-centered. Now we are so thankful for the magnificent work and offices and performance of the Holy Spirit. That's not in question. But the Holy Spirit is not the central player in this drama that we find ourselves involved in. And when Jesus Christ is actually having preeminence, then the Holy Spirit is having his way. And let me tell you, my friend, you can swing from the chandeliers and talk in tongues as fast as a galloping horse. But if Christ Jesus is not being magnified, glorified, and exalted, and put on center stage, then the Holy Spirit is not having his way. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.